right, Roy Matlock Jr., we're back and we're talking money today, and it has to do with market declines. How do you handle volatile markets? How do you stay on track? What should you be thinking about right now? And there's four pieces to the plan, or four pieces to winning financially. The first one is the plan. The next one is getting educated. I would encourage you to listen through. I mean, I think right now I'm upwards of 150 podcasts. You can find that at roymatlockjr.com or Spotify or Apple, any of those. It's called the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hour. I would encourage you to go in there, especially right now during volatile markets, to get more and more educated so you know what's happening. If you're just tuning in, market declines are part of the game. It's part of it. For every 15% decline since 1929 through 2020, we didn't have those declines in 2021. The average return in the first year after each of these declines was 55%. This is average, all right? When we were at during the pandemic and we saw that happen, everyone said the same thing. Oh, this is different. This is the pandemic. Da 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 da. It's different. And guess what? It actually outperformed the 55% from that bottom. And so right now we've got inflation. We've got different things going on. My belief is that this is normal. It happens. All right. I'm not worried about, you know, taking my money and putting it into a fixed indexed annuity and, you know, where it can only go up and never go down and all that kind of stuff. I hear these talk radio shows saying that. I don't believe that. I don't think that's the way you should go. I think you annuities have part of it, but don't be sitting here changing your plan because of the fact that the market has made some moves, okay? When you go in with the mindset of a long-term plan, you get very educated. You know, if you know what historically happens, you're going to say, wow, this is a great opportunity. Why now is a good time to invest? And that's the way I always look at it. I always have said, you know, I read an article, Warren Buffett bought his first stock somehow or another when he was 11 years old, and now he's about 90. And he said, I've been a net buyer every single year of the market of good companies since I was 11 years old. I've always bought more and sold less. So he is of the belief that you cannot time the market. I'm of the belief you can't time the market. So what we need to do is be going down the path of let's make it work. So how do we do it? All right, let's think about this. Number one, market declines are part of investing. Number two, timing the market is the key, not timing. You don't want to try to time it. You want to just be time in. Leave it in there. Make sure that it's there and you're diversified. Emotional investing can be hazardous. Don't make a change to your plan because of the market. The market should have no impact other than we do asset allocation, meaning reallocate. We don't want to be too heavy in one place and not enough because of market movements. In many cases, I set people up to where we do automatic allocation, or we do things where we have portfolios where the portfolio managers automatically allocate. If you're a 70-30 stock bond portfolio, they will automatically, if it gets heavy because of appreciation in stocks, they may take part of that, put it back to where it stays about a 70-30. Number four, stick to the plan. Make a plan, stick to it. Number five, diversify. Number six, you can put in, have some conservative money that allows you to be able to pull things if, in fact, you're needing money. That's your emergency fund. And also, if you're retiring. If I'm looking at investing and setting things up, what I want to do is I want to have a plan. I want to be educated. I want to have an advisor I can contact that has my best interest at heart. There's a thing called a fiduciary, which is where it doesn't matter what happens, okay, the whatever product that they offer, that product, there's no benefit to that product, and they can move it, do whatever as your needs change. You can buy insurance through what's called a marketing organization, or we have a marketplace that I have that if you are looking at life insurance or you're looking at, you know, long-term care or home and auto, any of that kind of stuff, I have a marketplace. It doesn't really matter to me. I push a button and it says, your best buy is this on your life insurance. Your best buy is this company on your home and auto. Your best buy is this on long-term care, and it shops it. There's no reason to be out there, you know, overpaying for insurance, because one of the areas I find is that people are overpaying and underinsured in many cases. And so we have an insurance marketplace. And if you'd like to have more information on that, go to roymatlikejr.com and we'll shop it. All right, find out. You've got term insurance right now. Let's check and see what you see if you got the right thing. So you got products, you got the advisor, you got education, you got a plan. So now we're moving in a direction. Now, if you're young, you're going to invest differently than if you're older, if that makes sense. So what we're going to be thinking is, all right, more aggressive, dollar cost average. I ran a like a hypothetical last night for a young couple, and I said, you got to get 100 grand in, all right, as soon as you can do it. Get 100 grand as quickly as possible, and you will end up being pretty much financially independent, you know, from that 100 grand. How do you get 100 grand? Well, people get married in their 20s. In this case, it was a young couple. They just got married. They both were making 60 grand a year each. And I said, look, how hard is it to live like you're living on one income for a couple years and save 100 grand and get yourself healthy financially? I used to go into homes and would do appointments in early days. And, you know, I'm like the guy at the carnival that can, you know, guess your age and guess your weight and all that. Well, I can guess if you're broke. I could walk into someone's home and in looking at from the time I pulled up, and I would always ask him a question. I said, how much money do your neighbors make? And they would say, I don't know. I said, well, they make what you make. They live in your neighborhood. And then what I would find is that one person with the same income had no debt. They had their 401k being fully funded, and they did all that. Then another person has got car payments and credit cards, and they live next door to each other. I could pick it out from the time I pulled in. I would see what was going on. And so there's a system to getting where you need to go. If I'm young, what I want to do is I want to not do dumb things that cause me to get in trouble. What are some of the dumb things that generally happen? We go buy new cars. We think that credit is good, so therefore we turn around and get ourselves in debt. I've always said in many cases, bad credit is good and good credit is bad. It's not really, but for a lot of people, the best thing that could ever have happened to them is to get cut off, all right? And so when you're young, you don't want to be, you know, putting yourself in a position where you got new cars that depreciate in value. You don't want to have, you know, credit card debt. You don't want to have any of that stuff to begin with. But if you can't write a check, or in my words, have a car payment, meaning one, then you should buy a lesser expensive car and not allow yourself to get sucked into a deal like that. We then go buy a home when we're young, at a level that the payment doesn't matter, so therefore probably the realtor that you're talking to cut back the price you can afford by about 25%, and that will probably be a better move for you to get yourself in a position to free up. Now, what we want to do is we want to be in a position where we're saving at least 25% of our income. If at all possible, we are putting that into pre-tax, you know, either IRAs or 401k, stuff like that. And so what we're doing is we're building a plan. We're not worried about what is happening with Putin right now. We're worried about what's happening with us. And what we're going to do is create a plan of action to get ourselves where we need to be. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. Stay tuned. Visit roymatlockjr.com. You know, download some of our free resources. And if you need help or want a 15-minute phone call, you can do that as well. That's roymatlockjr.com. We'll be right back.